Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Terry Leach. Pitching for the New York Mets, Terry Leach. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andres Galarraga. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Sebra. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bob Sebra. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Galarraga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall strikes out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winningham for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Magadan reaches second base with a double. McReynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Magadan moves to third. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Sebra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sebra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive towards the mound. Sebra can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Winningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Winningham. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Winningham steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santana is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 0 for 1 in the game. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Miller steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Bob Sebra. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McReynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Winningham throws the ball into Kendale, who tags Miller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks strikes out. One out. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 0-for-2 in the game. Galarraga hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing second base. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Foley pinch hits for Bob McClure. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Tom Foley now playing third base. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana strikes out. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Winningham moves to third. Dave Engel pinch hits for Jeff Parrott. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Raines steals second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Engel reaches second base with a double. Winningham scores. Raines scores. It's 7-2, Mets. Roger McDowell now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 0-for-3 in the game. Galarraga strikes out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Engel scores. It's 7-3, Mets. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.